Why?
The eight torches come upstairs are getting bigger and bigger.
Why?
When you were downstairs, I used to come upstairs and start, so everyone was there. Oh. Now you've got to wait for them to finish. And the eight torches says, where are you going? A little more, go up, dung upstairs. Anyway, yeah, no, I'm going right. Sorry. Okay. They call me Bigfoot, so I have to be careful.
We need to kick you. You
I was stretching. Okay. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Yeah, so what's your foot doing under my table? It was your fault, no, I'm sorry. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. And we're coming to terms with the whole purpose of creation, which I'm not going to go into in depth. We discussed it yesterday. We summarized the sugya twice, and if you want to look at it, it's on Nun Zayin. Then guide to look the Kalal of Tavli Salama, the first paragraph is the summary of the whole sugya. Yeah, why the world was created and what I have to do with that, and I become a partner in my sabrashis through that whole sugya. Yeah, that I think that's what we got up to, and we're in the second paragraph. Mimayim Chazal there, which Mimayim Chazal? Let's just summarize ourselves. This Maimon Chazal that we should film in Maisa Breishis, yeah?
Give me the previous one,
that's not a Chazal, that's a Pasuk in Chumash. That's Hashem telling Adam Arishon, please be careful that you don't destroy my world.
That's Kehal Israel, explaining what that means.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, you're actually right. And Elohim Dim Shadam Asubu Chatzachel Ha'achiv Esailam. We see that a person can destroy the world. Because if he couldn't, Hashem didn't have to say, please be careful not to destroy my world. I can't destroy your world. No, if Hashem says you don't, it means you can. Kedei la'achiv esoilam. Ein tzerech bepitzosis atum o b'maisim noirim. You don't need atom bombs and awesome deeds. Gam hesech das m'sub la'achiv. Just a not paying attention could destroy the world. Because it says, pen daitcha. Pay attention. It means not paying attention, Hesech Hadas, could also destroy the world. When I'm not paying attention, it means more than paying attention. Ten Daitcha means give your Das. Das, your whole draining of your being to understanding this properly. When a Jew doesn't pay attention and take seriously his portion and partnership in the Maisa Breishis, in the world of creation, bekach bilvad, as a result of this alone, there is a terrible, awesome destruction in the world. Because the purpose of creation is not being mekayemed. Purpose of creation became an untained daitcha. When I stop being tained daitcha, then the purpose of creation is not being fulfilled. That's a chulban. When a Jew doesn't think about this and doesn't know this, it's enough just from this lack of knowledge to destroy the whole world. He's destroying his own world.
It's lack of building.
Well, even before that, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there, but we're more in the Shailish understanding of that, and just not knowing this and understanding who you are is enough of a churban. That's enough of a churban. Bishvilini b'ra'ilam ulechein ein einenu makiris alchel shel metona tzumazu. If I don't recognize the enormous value of this gift, this Bishvilini b'ra'ilam, and this awesome, precious power that I have within my hands, and the Olam Miyad La'achiv Ra'as is called Tzad V'Shoel. I can totally destroy the world. It means in a passive way. But just not knowing, and by not appreciating my value, and understanding what my role in the world is, Mamela, I'm destroying the world. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to get up there with a hammer and start knocking anything down. I just have to not know who I am. And that's destroyed the world. The simple marshal will always bring it. It's a guy who's living as a hobo under the bridges, you know, and eating in a garbage can, and there's $1 million in his bag, he just doesn't know about it. So he's machriv olam. This guy could be building olamos, he could be mamish with his $1 million, he could be, who knows what he could be doing, and he's eating in a garbage can, living as a hobo under a bridge, not building a family, not anything, because he doesn't know he's a millionaire. That's us. You machriv the world just by not knowing who you are. Tein daikha. By not paying attention to who you are, you're already destroying the world. The Kach Amnan Amru Chazal Going condition that Mema Medbeis the Kishoelam Dido in Acher Ruboy. Since the world is judged off the majority, v'hayochid nido in acher ruboy, and the individual is judged off the roev. Also, mitzvahachas asho sheachrias atzmu v'skol ha'il makafschus. If he does one mitzvah, praiseworthy, because he brings the world and himself to the side of merit. Oiva v'rachas oiloi. He does one aveira, woe to him. Because he bends the world on the side of Chayv. What does this mean? Mashmoy Tadvorim, he Shekima Oilem Vamidosoi, that the establishment of the world and its continued existence, Chaluim Bonoi, Bekol Rega Rega, depends on me all the time. Because every moment, as the Mesidra says, I'm faced with a Bechira decision to yes do a mitzvah or no to do a mitzvah, yes to the Veil, not to the Veil. Every moment. And since every moment, every choice to the mitzvah is bringing the world to shchus, and every moment that I don't is bringing it to the other side, means every moment I'm involved in this keeping the world going. Hashem took on his bochum, bikesh me'adam arishon, ten daitz halot, the kalot, dachle, salomai. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested from Adam Arishon, please pay attention not to destroy my world. Koheles Rabbah, thank you very much. Kachu mevakesh mitanu. He's asking us all the time, 24 hours a day. You've been asked the following thing. Tein daitche, tnu daitche. Shlo tichavu esolami, hakol tolu bechem. Please pay attention not to destroy my world. It's all dependent on you. Big responsibility, yeah? Big responsibility. If they phoned you up and asked you to help them, please design a bridge. They've got a bridge. They want to make a bridge from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. They'll avoid all the traffic. They want you to design the bridge. What would you say?
Yeah.
Wrong number, gentlemen. I don't know how to build bridges. Yeah? They said, no, you're the guy that's been chosen. You have to build the bridge. There's nothing. That's it. There's nothing to talk about. You've got to find out how to build bridges very fast, right? Because you wouldn't take responsibility of the first bus that goes on a bridge landing up in the valley down there somewhere, right? Because both who says to you, Tay Daitri, don't destroy my world. I don't know how to run a bull, I don't know what I'm doing. You better find out how. You suddenly realize who you are. You're the guy that's responsible for building this twin tower. You start learning engineering, you start learning stress factors very fast. Yeah? Because 30,000 people are going into this building every day and I'm responsible for their lives. You wake up fast, you start taking life seriously. You suddenly realize that Bishvili and Ra'ilam, the whole world, is depending on me, you suddenly start taking life a little bit more seriously than you did the day before. Not only that, you start taking yourself a lot more seriously than you did the day before. You realize how choshev you are, you realize how much Hashem believes in you. So you start believing in yourself. All the worlds, all the higher worlds, the lower worlds, this world, that world, the next world, it's all standing on our hands. Who's the guy that had the world on his shoulders? Atlas, no? What was that? Yeah, that's you. You're the guy with the world on your back. Kachmal Amdainu, Hagoyin Rav Chaim Mivalozhin, B'Seif Neshev Nefesh Achaim, Shar Aleph Perek Tes Zayin. We're nearly there, huh? We're in Perek Zayin. Another problem, we'll get there. But we'll do it now. V'kol chiyosam v'kyumum shel ha'ilomas kulam. All the life and the continued existence of all the world, kula, whatever that means, who rak al yaday hatayra kadosha, kishi Yisrael oisim bo, it's only via the Holy Torah when Klal Yisrael is toiling in it. Shehi nehire de kol almin v'nishmasa v'chiyusa de kulun. Translate. Shehi or kol hayelamas v'nishmas v'chius kulam, because the Torah is the light of all the world and the neshama and the life force of everything. What is Torah? Torah is the light and the life force of everything. So when Klal Yisrael Yishvili Nivra Olam learns Torah, which is the source of everything, that's the key of the world. V'ilayla ayla mikzo. V'ad kotzoi ponoi af rega echad me'asek v'izboinus b'toi kedosha. And if the world would stop for one nano moment from one end of the world to the other end of the world, from Asek and meditation in the Holy Torah, the world would cease to exist. The Truter, absolutely the Truter. That's why it's night time in America now, and it's daytime here, and there'll always be somebody learning Torah somewhere. The people that take this seriously, by the way. Reb Chaim Kamil Zatzal, he was known for Asmodet, the Masmi Chain Kamal. He used to learn through the night every night. Lel Shvus, he used to go to bed early. Didn't learn through the night, Lel Shvus. Learning through the night every night. It's awesome. But Lel Shvus, you're a Dafkinet. They asked him why. I heard from one of his familiar, but Reb Kaplan was very close to Reb Chaim. Reb Kaplan used to spend the holiday of his money by Reb Chaim in the Negev preparing his shirin for the whole month. He was the Rosh Hashiva of an Ofakim. He was the Mir Rosh Hashiva, basically. He was Rav Nosson Tzvi's Rosh Hashiva and Rebbe, and he was the Rosh Hashiva, all the Mir Rosh Hashivas. And he went to the Negev, went down to a quiet little old place, and learned, must need, you can't imagine. Goin Oilam, was left at the age of 70. Very young man, but a Goin Oilam, you can't imagine. But his Asmada was legendary. Reim of Alayah, the Friday, he was the one in the Negev and Ofakim. They have Koilalim, Erev Shabbos, and Moetz Shabbos, and all the times where there's no Koilalim, where there's no one's learning, he was Machzik Koilalim and raised money and to be Machzik those spots. So Lel Shvus used to go to sleep. So they asked him why. He said, look, everybody's learning through the night. What happens? After davening, everybody eats quickly and goes to sleep, so no one's learning the whole afternoon. So at least I should be learning, otherwise no one's learning. The world's top, he took it seriously. You need people to be learning Torah. No one else is learning. Shavuos afternoon, no one's learning. So I have to strengthen myself. I have to sleep on Lel Shavuos, but I can learn Torah the whole day. Because no one else is learning. At least one person should be learning. People took this from this Nefesh Chad literally, because that's what it means. If Rachmanis says line, you could conjure up a situation where there's somebody not learning Torah 20 somewhere along the line, the world would cease to exist. Or it would go back to Tor Vabol, whatever that means. Maybe that doesn't mean cease to exist. Okay.
There's no way to align people in the rest of the world.
I don't know what he was doing. He was trying to machazik people learning on Shavuos. If people saw that, maybe people would start taking Shavuos more seriously and get the priorities right. I don't read Kavanos. I never try and work up the Kavanos of the Lord Israel. It's an arrogant thing to try and do, I think. I have to learn what I have to learn from it, machazik what I can machazik from it, and go weiter. What he was thinking, I don't know what he was thinking. I'm a master. I think at a very simple level, he was taking responsibility to make sure that at least where he lived, there should be Torah being learned. On a world basis, I don't know if he was taking responsibility for the world, but at least my shtot, where I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, at least there should be Torah being learned. God forbid, who knows what happens in a town when there's no Torah being learned. When I went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky whether they needed guards in the Lakewood Yeshiva, there was a time where there were terrorist threats, I think after the World Trade Towers or whatever. Went to Reb Chaim, they need to put guards outside the Yeshiva or whatever. They said, Torah Mishmeres, the Torah guards you. But there has to be Torah. If you're not learning Torah, then they can't guard you. But as long as you're learning Torah, then it guards you. So if no one's learning Torah in the whole town, so then you unguard it. One person's learning Torah, it helps. In the Tivot, when Reuven Gershon Ovitz was alive, and in the Tivot. I can't say there was never a case of Yena Machla, but it was hardly heard of in the Frum community. After he was Nefta, you cannot believe the ravage of that disease through the town. And people that know say it. He was Monger in the town. He was protecting the town.
Who was this?
Reb Reuven Gershon Ovitz. So
was it Machla that went in?
No, hold on a second. And in Chevron Yeshiva, when the arrows broke in and killed all the... Okay, yeah, but there's certain dinim in Shemaim. You have to know there's certain dinim in Shemaim. We don't understand Hashem with Hashem's slaves. The Shem is Morgan. And who knows what would have been had they not been learning Torah? How many people would have been killed there? How many people were saved in the Hebron massacres? The Jews, the Jews that fled with the yeshiva that were massacred during the Holocaust were learning Torah? No, you see, there's certain slaves in the world. But as a general rule, the Torah protects us about it. Yeah. We don't know what those situations are. But who knows what could have been had they not been learning? Why exactly there in the Beshuvah? We don't try to understand Hashem's chesedness. We must couple those gzeira ra's with okay, and well, yeah. I don't know. We know what to do with that. No. Anyway, by the way, Reb Chaim, as they walked out, Reb Chaim said, "By the way, do the Bochrim have cell phones?" Mm-hmm. So they said, "Yes." He said, "You better hire God." He said, "Hire God." Like with, no. Yeah, better get the Bochum have cell phones in the yeshiva, you better get God. I'm just telling you the story. Anyway, no, I'm saying there's a protective learning Torah. David HaMelech couldn't die. The Sultan couldn't get David HaMelech's neshama because David HaMelech knew that he was going to die on Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos, he made a point of being totally shukui in learning. That's one of the inyanim of Malav HaMalka, or whatever, Surah David HaMelech, whatever you want to do with that. And the Yetzer Hara had to distract him from his, the Sultan had to distract him from his learning in order to take his neshama, because as long as he was learning, he couldn't die. At Kedekach, yeah. I'm not judging anybody, Chas V'Chalila. I'm just, we know what we know from Chazal. If there's a Klal Yisrael today still in existence, it's only because of the Torah. That we know for sure. Lulei Sarosho Shashua, Al Gavadati. If it wasn't for the Torah wasn't my playmate, I would have been lost long ago. Klal Yisrael is only in existence there because of Torah. Nothing else has kept us. We see that. In towns and in places and whatever where Torah was chazak and whatever, we have a messiah from there. We have a mere yeshiva. We have a mere yeshiva today. We have a brisk, we have a tells. How did that happen? How did those places get you? How are they still alive? Do you know the destruction took place in those places? The atom bomb hit the mere yeshiva, okay, and it got blasted half around the world and it landed safe in Yerushalayim. How do you understand that? The koich of Torah. Even Chevron Yeshiva after its destruction, after that terrible massacre, okay? It's still the best yeshiva in the world. Questionably one of the best yeshivas in the world. I shouldn't get whatever, I'm just saying, look at Chevron Yeshiva. How did it survive that? Koyach of Torah. In places where Jews built edifices and didn't build schools and didn't build Torah, okay, what's left are edifices and no Jews. When Jews built Torah, I'm not talking about Holocaust, I'm talking about the Jews built Torah, there was a kiyum. The Jews in Vilna lived for 1,000 years in Vilna. Okay. Omo ma'ata kedei lehetiv lanu atov gemurif yotza kosh bochum marechesh shel shutzus b'neinu b'neinu. What we're saying now is that in order to bestow upon us the greatest good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system of partnership between us and him. We made a partnership. That's a bris. This is not a religion, gentlemen, that we're involved in. Get this clear. There's nothing, Judaism has nothing to do with religion. Nothing. It's the furthest thing from religion you could ever find. You with me? This is a covenant that took place between the Jew people and the Rabbi Shalala. He has to deliver, we have to deliver. That's what this is. It's not a religion. Zu shutfus gemurah. It's a total partnership. Shereim ibaladeinu lo tiskaim tachlis abriah. Because with us, the tachlis of the briah can't be fulfilled. The way that Hashem set up the tachlis of the briah, he could have set up another tachlis, but in the tachlis that he set up, the tachlis of the briah cannot be fulfilled without us. Lechaim, who aimed umetzape shenitzen lo et avsherut lehitiv lanu. He stands and he waits and he yearns to be able to give us the ability that he can give us. If we don't give him the opportunity to give to us, then we've destroyed the reason why the world was created. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The whole purpose of the Bria is tolu on me, giving Hashem the opportunity to give to me. Is that the whole purpose of the Bria? Giving, nothing else. We can finish this paragraph. Shutfus shel ava. Choshen lahagdish. She shutfus zu hi amuka halbe yoyse. Mea shutfus hamukubeles bain habriyoyz. We have to understand that this shutfus, this part of the way of Hashem, is much deeper. Much deeper than the normal kind of partnerships you have in the world. Shrekadei le'aitiv lanu ba tova shleima. U gemura betachlis. Kesha tiviyakul. Yeah, in order to bestow this total goodness on us, this tachlistika good on us, Koshul tied HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehoshua, Oitanu Alav by voice of Avram, he bound us to him, so to speak, with ropes of love, big, thick ropes of love. She'ein lanu kol asoga b'atzmusa. We can't even begin to understand the power, the depth of the love that Hashem has for us. Einu doimem nesina stamit. The Nesina hanoivos mimarecher shel ava. You can't compare giving stam to a giving that comes out of a bursting love. Yeah? The husband who comes up on Friday and gives his wife roses because that's what the chosim cost really told me I've got to do. Yeah? The same roses, but there's something lacking there. The husband who comes home because he's just bursting with appreciation and love and whatever for his wife, and he buys her flowers and he gives her flowers because that's the only way he can say thank you. So those are different roses. That's poshut, right? That's understood by anybody. If you don't understand that, just intuitively stop me now, because if you don't have that right, nothing's going to work from now on in. When you're giving stump because you're giving, or you're giving because of this giving is coming from an enormous depth of love, those are two different relationships being created, right? You have to in the beginning. Yes. But how long do you want to be an imposter for? Very horrible walking around being an imposter. It's a nerve-wracking place to be. The Chinuch says if you keep giving and giving, just doing the physical act, then eventually you'll come to love. And we said that giving does breed love. So you've got to get out there and give. You can't wait till you love in order to give. But we're talking about where there is love or there isn't love. What does the giving look like? We're not saying that giving without love is a bad thing, therefore don't do it. Mm-hmm. Everything should be done lo lishmo, b'teicha lo lishmo, bo lishmo. Lo eilam, says the Rambam. That you have to omel lo lishmo to get to the lishmo, which means that's a tool that you don't ever want to get rid of. If you're waiting to learn lishmo, gentlemen, forget about it. You'll never learn. Find a good lo lishmo and go for it. When two people that love each other are giving one to the other, then each giving adds to the love. And then the love makes you want to give more, and the giving makes more love, and then it's an ongoing upward spiral. Each one adds to the next until the giving and the love has just no, it just burst out. There's just no limitations anymore. This love doesn't just flow from the side of Hashem. Hashem loves me with an endless love, because Hashem's love for me has to be infinite. So the love that Hashem has for me, you remind me tomorrow, I'll bring a beautiful raya from Tanakh for this. The love for Hashem is infinite, but it has to be returned in our gilu ava for Him. At that moment, mit atzmetes kviyochol avosoi aleinu. His love on us, no? We just said that.
The love we're speaking about does not come from Hashem's side alone.
Yeah,
Hashem loves us, and we reciprocate with expressions of our love. This increases his love for us and enables
him to give more back to us.
Shower of goodness beyond all that.
Very good. So that's the cycle. So he loves us, we return the love, our returning the love creates more love, which enables him to give back more to us. That's what the Nefer Chaim say. When you do a Maisa positive Yah, that goes up and Kaviyochol gives strength and light in the higher world, which then enables more light to shine down Yah, which enables me to send up more. Uses the word light, whatever, sends up more or, and then that presses button that comes down. That's the system being described. So we're describing it in more musidic lotion. There's been some more Kabbalistic lotion.
So we're elevating what Hashem gave us?
We see that Hashem loves us.
Right.
We give back to Hashem. That increases Hashem's love for us, Kaviyochol, which gives He gives more to us. The more He gives us, the more we love Him, the more we give back to Him, and it's an ongoing cycle like this.
So
the higher and higher we get, because
Hashem gives us the money, we give Tzedakah that money off, so we've just elevated that Tzedakah. So that
you're using examples.
By doing a
you're using examples. You now did a mitzvah, which now enables Hashem to say, "Oh, you've earned. Good. Now I can give you more. You get more. You got to give." Hashem gives you a house, you do the mitzvah of mezuzah, you got another mitzvah.
Yeah.
And that's at the very basic example level of, very good. Very good. Excellent. Ha'ava mekalkelet es ashura. V'nimtza shekakol she'anu masifin ava klap Hashem, hu mashpia lenu yoysa. The more we give in, the more He gives us. Ve'ikva zoyz mi'at metzes ha'avosef klapok v'chayzach. This last paragraph that we did with, we can have a whole chapter now dealing with that system. But that's the basic system being described. We push buttons down here, that sends up a mess there, that then sends down, and that creates this ongoing relationship between us and Hashem. All you need is love. Shkach for bringing the